Hello. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 30. It's the second part.
Postmodernism is the ideology of intellectuals, humanistic intellectuals, who are saturated in their own resentment and who are frustrated by their inability to take political power.
Okay. Part 2, Complexity. So in part 1, I discovered about myself that I was reducing my son's addiction and junkieism and escapism and heroinism and fentanylism and methism and all the nonsense and bullshit that goes along with playing that game. You know, estrangement from your family and your kids, yourself, fucking your dealer, fucking over people in your life to keep high, hating yourself, having people hate you, love hate, you know, like the worst kind, where I love you, but you can't live here anymore.
Those who want to take control of the state, those who are the alternative ruling elite.
Yeah, it's not fair. That was a girl who was screaming on the street last night. And I wanted to help her, but she was just out of her fucking mind. Out of her mind. I couldn't get money out of the ATM and give it to her because she was beyond that level of normalcy. Like, here's 20 bucks. I shall help you get something to eat. And I thought, who are your parents? How must they feel? I know how I would feel. So my son died before that happened to him.
Technology turns you into a machine.
He shot himself up with fentanyl. And I guess 4 grains too many. Which really, come on. Any grain is too much. It's too many. All of it is fucking ridiculous bullshit. You take your life into your hands, but you also destroy all the lives around you. But it's complex, right? Family, abuse, trauma, all that shit. I think there's something arrogant in me in that I experienced trauma as a kid. I was a perfect candidate for a drug addict. And I did use drugs. I smoked a lot of weed. I drank just enough alcohol. A connoisseur buzz. I gravitated towards psychedelics like mushrooms. Those things were pretty powerful and liberating.
Who gains from treating technology as oppressive and the state as illegitimate?
Heroin and opiates and speed. I guess I did speed. I tried coke. That shit sucked. All that chemical. Chemical shit sucked. I smoked opium, a whole bunch of it one night on New Year's Eve. But it was just a mulchy, hashy plant substance that didn't do very much. put us to sleep. Yeah, that was a weird night. I felt so sorry for that girl, like she was stumbling down the street on high heels, falling off of them, and her coat in her arms and screaming. It's not fair. Something about a fucking child molester.
Technology turns you into a machine.
She was lost. And listening to drug addicts, it seems like a trope, you know, even with the complexity that attenuates why and how somebody got addicted. There's just some weird excuse making along with the complexity. I suppose at that point when you're addicted, it's like a demon. You turn into a robotic, mechanistic zombie that you can't control. You're riding around in your...
You fucking child molester!
There it is. You're riding around in your own prison called your body. What is a person except a body?
That's what postmodernism is.
It's a body that... That has history, that has connections, that has memories, that has shared language, experience. I just read an essay about history that history doesn't really exist. It's a construct of sorts because historians are just layering in their own desires.
And
the farther you get away from the actual events, or let's say any people that live them, it's conjecture. It's speculative.
And
worse,
it's
just made up. Am I making up stories, history, about my son? The answer is yes. I'm making up some of it. I mean, it's coming through my point of view. Is my point of view valid?
Just because it's, pardon me.
Just because it's my point of view? Because I feel a certain way?
Technology turns you into a machine.
The answer is no. Validity does not hinge on our subjective feelings. That's a dangerous path where we each have our own religion, we each have our own language. We're each like separate islands where everything we hunt and consume is based on us, what we think is right because of how we feel.
Although,
to be fair, that is the way things are. Exactamente. Everybody is at their own private party. My biggest issue with drug use. Here's my solo. Let's just check it out. I tried to solo on my electric guitar. but it was really sucking. This is kind of sweet. Yeah, I tried to solo on my electric guitar. And it sounded like somebody trying a solo on an electric guitar. I was going through the motions of playing over the chords, but it wasn't happening.
Postmodernism is the ideology of intellectuals, humanistic intellectuals.
Anyway, that's my own subjective judgment about it. But on the nylon string, it feels like where I belong. Anyway, we're only as good as what we are. We only are what we are. And everything we try to do to separate ourselves from that fact, that truth, is it's gonna end up in a fucked up place. That's what drugs are, that's what religion is. It's even what
technology turns you into a machine.
Ideological positions are. I love studying different philosophies and approaches, but I can't say this is mine as if I'm in a certain restaurant saying this is my ideology, restricting yourself to only one kind of music. I could understand specializing, but restricting your mind? I like pieces of many different ones. A mental buffet. One of my professors called me a generalist. He could have called me many things. I belong to several categories. I will take a stand on drug use. Well, correction, drug abuse. I don't know what was in my son's mind. I almost said his heart, but does our heart think? Is the heart muscle a factor? Or is it all in the brain? Not even the mind, as the mind is just a symbol. A symbol of something that we call our opinions, our likes, our dislikes, our personality, our desires. And I accept that it's complex because I'm not in control of my appetites.
It's a power play by the intellectual class.
I'm only somewhat in control of my actions. She hit this guy up for a buck. He gave her the dollar, and she kept screaming at him that it wasn't fair. A moment later, I came across these cats. Food delivery guys. My city would have starved if these guys said, fuck you. Get your lazy ass out and get your own food. I can't bring myself to use the food delivery guys. I say hi to them when I pass them on the street on my scooter, which is now broken. Who's bringing them food? There's obviously something about me that can't have somebody, slaving for me.
Postmodernism is the ideology of...
I feel guilty when the maid cleans my room. Perhaps I'm part Marxist. I feel responsible for my own actions. My own needs. I know it's complex. Addiction is complex, but my son knew better. I can't fit it in my mind in any other way except that it was just a waste of a perfectly great human. Is that a judgment or an observation? He didn't know that was going to happen. Or did he?
Technology turns you into a machine, robs you of your authentic essence, and prevents you from being authentic.
Yeah, or did he? He was smart. He was doing it to get out of this world. Because he liked it, because it felt good. It's complicated. It's complex. And it's easy. Just shoot up or take a pill, you're out. And maybe that's oversimplifying things, but...
Those who want to take control of the state, those who are the alternative ruling elite.
I think that's what drives us. We like what feels good. We like pleasure. We love being fucked up because it absolves us of taking responsibility for the greater aspect of our lives. Our future, our education, our well-being. And excuses are really easy. They're just easy to make. There's enough reasons to make them. They're also disempowering. My son's birthday is in a couple days. My 19-year-old cat is dying. She only has a few days left. She might die on his birthday. He used to hold her and sleep with her. We first got my cat when he was 9. I'm so grateful that she's lived this long. She helped me get through the dark, dark months where I didn't want to live after my son killed himself.
Postmodernism is the ideology of...
I didn't want to fucking live. A couple people noticed it and said, oh, you have so much to live for. And I was like, fuck you. What the fuck do you know that I have to live for? It's a choice. I made a decision after my crack smoking episode where I thought I was gonna die and I was like, this fucking sucks. This is lame. To die from drugs, shoving them into my face, it's fucking stupid. Was it more complex than that? I mean, I was grieving. I was ashamed of my son. I hated myself for failing him.
Who gains from treating technology as oppressive and the state as illegitimate?
Should I blame my dad? Should I blame my mom? Should I blame... Who the fuck should I blame? It doesn't matter. None of that shit matters.
Those who want to take control of the state, those who are the alternative ruling elite.
You gotta take control of your state. You gotta treat it like it's more important than everything else that wants to obliterate you. You fucking child molester. Where are that girl's parents? Where are that girl's parents? Where are my son's parents? So yes, it's complex. Yeah, blah, 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 there's plenty of reasons. Blah, blah, blah is my new fucking buzzword. To me, it indicates like I can just talk till I'm blue in the face. It doesn't matter. The pressure to get fucked up is always gonna win. It's always gonna win out because it's entertaining. Just like shooter games or jerking off. It's entertaining. Is that fair? Okay. In the days after he killed himself, no overdose is really an accidental overdose. It's a result of taking a drug that kills you. And sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it does. And usually it's a lot more complex than that, like you've been taking them for a while, and blah, blah, blah. You know the end. You know how it ends.
That's what postmodernism is.
It ends with your life. Your body, your personhood, your meat body, your mechanism, your mechanical reality mixed up with your psychological reality, of which there's only one. Even though from a distance we're all ants.
Who gains from treating technology as oppressive and the state as illegitimate?
Up close, we're unique. We are truly like a chess game. An astronomical amount of genetics, random
chance,
and connections have put together our being here-ness. And that's what upsets me about my beautiful fucking son. He was smart. I still talk to him like he's alive. Like, to me, I forget that he killed himself. We agree on that. Because it was the last thing that I would think that he would be foolish enough to do. It's like those people that die while jerking off and hanging themselves. It's like, really? There's no excuse for it. You know, not the pressure of school or relationship or work or anything. There's no fucking excuse to take those drugs that you know addict you for the rest of your life. It's self-murder. Yes, it's complicated. It's complex. I think those words are different. All meaning is about distinctions, differences. That's how we tell what something is, by its difference. Complexity is a web of overlapping parts that speak to each other or affect each other.
They resent their own irrelevance.
In unexpected ways, often creating a positive unity.
That's what postmodernism is.
It's not fair.
Complication implies things against each other. like something that is complex may still function as a beautiful unity. We're all complex, but we're not all complicated. We make things complicated. We make things against other things in our lives. That's complicated. I'm grateful to my son for not becoming a hopeless addict, for dying before that indignity, before he brought that indignity to his life form. That's what's not fair, is to destroy your temple.
Close the blinds, I don't pray anymore. This foolish mind doesn't play anymore. The price of love is higher than the sky. We try to laugh about it. We're cut in half without it. Where do I go? I don't know anymore. The things I wanna see dance in front of me. They disappear like pretty puffs of smoke, floating out to see what's not to be, what's not to be.
Of smoke floating out to sea.
what's not to be, what's not to be.
Mr. Nobody, happy birthday, son.